And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 835, part two. I also liked when Corey Feldman said fuck in that Corey Feldman song. I hope all of you love always getting to hear new Corey tracks you didn't even know existed, but we're constantly unearthing them here at Jim and Them. Before I introduce the two men that I love more than anyone in the world, I'm going to introduce my boyfriend, Justin.
What's up, Big Poppy?
Thank you. Please have sex with me, a man.
I will consider it.
Are you having a good time so far?
I'm loving it. I'm happy to be here.
All right, thank
There's
you.
There's no gun
I want to let you know everyone who's ever sat in that chair has bumped into that light and knocked it down. So you're not the first and you won't be the last.
Thank God.
Speaking of not being the last, on the list of people I don't want to fuck. Wait. How does this work?
That's good.
Oh, this guy.
I'm not the last.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. No, because I want to fuck you.
Yep.
Jeff Murphy!
Oh, my God. Thank you. As you guys know, it's festival season. We got Skank Fest. We got Laugh After Dark. We got the World Series of Comedy. I've been working on some cerebral stuff for the festivals on here. So I got two versions of Chinese Obama. I'm going to run by you guys real quick on here. All right, first one. My fellow Chinese people.
Okay.
He's still a black guy. I don't know what you were thinking I was going to do.
I want to hear the other one.
Alternately, Ching Chong Bing Bong.
Jesus Christ. That's what I thought the first one was going to be.
There's also the third or fourth versions, but we'll work on those later.
I like that it's not, should there be Chinese Obama? And which Chinese Obama should there be?
Yeah, I've been asking the crowd. They like both of them.
On the list of people... Oh, shit, why am I so bad at this logic? Who's dicks I want to see Jim Scampoli's dick.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. So Skankfest, we are in Las Vegas. Skankfest is in town. For people that don't know, that's Legion of Skanks. It's a big comedy festival. Because that's what you're here for, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you're here?
Yeah, it's my friend's.
Well, I mean, that's not why you're here.
Well, I came here
for
Jim and
out Skank
I
Fest.
Happened to
yeah,
see Skankfest.
Yeah, I had to help you with that. You should have already been ahead of the game on that one. So wait, when did it start?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess so yesterday, technically.
What have you seen?
I saw Legion of Skanks with Shane and then The Regs with Shane, because apparently they're just having him on every show.
Nice. Is it at the same, notoriety mm-hmm. or whatever?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And they still have just standing room only in that like bar area, or how are they
yeah,
doing it?
Yeah, they had one row of chairs and then like 200 people standing. So, they did a rap battle, him and
well,
Jay.
Well, did they actually, you know, the standing wasn't so much a problem. Did they have a screen, or did they have a screen the year after we went?
Yeah, they had a screen.
So they at least have a screen, because it wasn't so much the standing, it was like, you couldn't even see, like they were sitting down mm-hmm. on a, like not really a stage, kind of a stage. So like, I'd just be looking at the back of people's heads hearing jokes. So, but yeah. I think a screen would like make that like 50% better.
They don't have a screen.
Oh, they don't?
No,
right.
So.
But they still have, obviously, like the little movie theaters have the different sideshows going on and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think there's like 6 or 7 different things. I've honestly, every show I've gone to has been in the same room so far. So.
How do they, when we went, we had like the, like all access passes, mm-hmm. but they weren't really like you could just like walk around.
There was no reason for me to have that pass because I didn't even have to take it out. It's not like I had it around my neck and didn't notice someone asking.
You need it for the
escalator
only.
I simply didn't need it.
Yeah. So how exactly. are they with that? Are they pretty lax? I mean, that's kind of the vibe. That's supposed to be the vibe, I guess, right?
Yeah, I technically have that thing on, but nobody's really stopped me. The thing that they care the most about is bringing in fucking water, apparently.
Oh, because they want you to buy their shit.
It's $5 for a water bottle. Look, I'm not Jewish. That Jewish. I am Jewish. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. But anyway, just edit that out. No, but $5 for water, a little much in my opinion. But then they have like free shitty water. But anyway,
well, are you like, this ain't New York water? We got the best water.
Yeah,
it does taste like fungal. Shit. So,
what Kill Tony, Jeff, was that here because of Skankfest, or was that just here anyways?
No, it wasn't a Skankfest event. It was separate. It was at like Resorts World.
I guess it worked out well because a lot of the people are in town.
Yeah, I think
anyways.
Tony was on like Legion of Skanks.
I think the secret show at Skankfest today was Kill Tony. Nice. Like they just did one, so it technically was here for that.
So Jeff, I think you kind of mentioned, but maybe not on the show actually, because for people that don't know, Jeff does stand up here in town. So you went to try to get on to Kill Tony.
Oh yeah.
What do they do? Is it just a raffle? How do they do a lottery system? How does that even work?
Well, what happens is you go there before the show and you wait in a line for the people that want to be contestants on the show, whether you have a ticket or not.
Really
you
quick
wait in that line.
As an idiot, what is Kill Tony?
Kill Tony is essentially like an open mic on there. You come out and it's the
like
exact same setup as Shock Caller. Shock Caller ripped
it
up
without
the Shock Caller.
Oh, okay.
So you come out, do a minute of comedy.
They make fun of
and then
if they don't like it.
If they like it or they don't like it, they talk about it on there. But it is like one of the biggest shows on YouTube as far as comedy. So everyone comes out on there and you wait in a line, and then they give you a wristband with a number and you write your name down and all that. And then if you have a ticket, you can go in and watch. They do call people from the audience, but also if you're like me and they just sit you in a bar next to the place and you can't see the show or hear what's going on. And then every now and then they call out a number and a name, and then that person gets ushered into the room on there.
But is
and
it
like
so
in front of a crowd and
yeah,
stuff?
It's a, yeah,
yeah,
it's
you're
like
on
5,000 people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's so it is basically a lottery. It's not like you go in and do a joke for someone and they're like, we like this joke or we don't like this joke.
It's a lottery.
Just, okay.
And they try to do this thing now where they're like, if it's your first time doing comedy, don't do this. This isn't your show. And 3 of the 6 people that got picked was the first time doing comedy. Like, there's no real way to actually gauge that. So what my buddy he did get picked. He was pretty drunk, and I don't think it went very well. So we're all trying not to be very jealous of his wasted opportunity on there. Huh. He didn't get he got a small joke book, but
what does that mean?
That's like you get no joke book if they hate you. You get a small joke book if they're like whatever, and you get a big joke book if they like you.
Do they actually give you a job? Because I don't know the show either.
It's like microscopic size. It's like the size
of
like an inch.
It says you suck.
Yeah, it says you suck on the inside on there.
Do they ever like anyone?
Yeah, lots of people like.
So it's not like a roast. It's not like
doing that.
Well, that's
like,
what I was going to ask.
Climb on you no matter what. Sometimes they're like, "Whoa, you're the best."
That's what I was going to ask. Is someone broke off of that, or just their friends?
No, like definitely like the regulars they have on weren't people that were like their friends on there.
I mean, regulars as in they were just pulled from the lottery, or regulars as they've been on the panel.
If you believe, they were never on the panel. They did a minute and then they kept bringing them back on there is the idea.
Are there any, I mean, I don't know anyone's name. Is there a go-to name of like, oh, well, so-and-so came from the Kill
Hans
Tony.
Kim was like the longest running one. William Montgomery is a big one.
There's that guy. He was on America's Got Talent. His name is Aaron Belial. He's like, he has like cerebral palsy or something. He can't speak. So he does stand up through like his phone. And he first got pulled on Kill Tony.
Okay. I was going to say, so like, he wasn't on America's Got Talent before Kill Tony.
No, like Howie Mandel was on the show, and he brought him on to America's Got Talent.
Because I was going to say, that's a little sus if like he's on America's Got Talent, then he gets pulled for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what? I saw a clip on Instagram of a girl like standing in front of people at a table making jokes, and then she goes, wait, what the fuck? Is that Tony Hawk?
Yes,
and Tony Hawk. I didn't know that was that. Okay, that's well, that's now I understand more like visually what
that would
be.
That's the weird thing too, because if you're in the bar, you don't see the show at all. You don't know the guests. If I were to walk out there, it would have been Harlan Williams.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, hey, Harlan Williams.
So yeah, you just walk out there, see some guys, and then go, oh fuck, there's also a guy.
You should. It was like draft day because it's so like there's like 300 people there. It's so fucking rare anyone you would know would get called, and then Keaton got called, and we were all losing it, but he was like six beers deep and he was not very prepared.
Not to be a dick to this Keaton guy, but why the fuck would you do that? If
nobody thinks they're gonna get picked,
then what? But why even go then if you're not gonna be prepared?
A lot of people are asking that in the back of my head.
Okay. It's like, I don't want to say like yes, you probably don't expect it, but what's the point?
And
if you're
late.
Not going to take
late.
Advantage
it
of it.
It was one of the last picks, too. So it was like he already probably was like, all right, let's get more beer or whatever. Let's get a $16 beer. So if you're complaining about $5 waters, Skankfest is undercutting the water and beer prices at the Doghouse at Resorts World.
How much is water at the Doghouse?
I don't know about water. I didn't ask, but the beers were $16 to $18.
Often, every time I wind up at a bar, it's because I'm seeing a concert, and they will give you one water. And then if you come up and ask for more water, they're like, hey, man, you need to buy a drink.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I found.
I didn't know they would even give you one water.
Just die of dehydration.
Yeah.
That's Skankfest, and that is actually real ass to die.
I thought they would just tell you to go in the bathroom and drink out of the faucet.
Well, no, they always have to have another alternative of some type, but the bar will not give you one unless you're like, they will give you one. I don't know if they're just really going off memory, but every time I've ever tried, it's always like, this is your one water, just a heads up. And like, this venue's all over the place. They all seem to have this, follow that same rule.
Let me see, because someone mentioned in the chat, where was it? Oh, Radical in the chat. Adam Ray's hilarious. Loved his new character, Jeremy. I think I stumbled upon a clip of that
this week.
But, well, seeing it out of context, I was like, this is what this show is? Because it's the worst. Like, to me, not knowing, like, it took me a second to realize, oh, this guy is in on the character. They're doing, like, I was like, they just do characters on this show?
It'd be like if someone Adam Ray just does characters, kind of his thing.
He's the Dr. Phil guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen
Biden. I'm just saying, like, stumbling upon that character without being familiar with the people in the show, I was like, this is terrible.
Well, it is a terrible show, and I don't like it, but it is the biggest one on there. I'll watch it for if, like, Shane Gillis is on.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people like it,
Well, do people like it because it's funny, or do they like it because they don't want to watch a train wreck?
Both, kind of.
I say, those feel like very different reasons
it
for
is
a
like
show
the
to
same
be
reason someone would go to an open mic that isn't a comedian. You want to see, like, crazy people on there.
It's just also cool how some things like come together. Like there's like sometimes a story along the show somehow, even though it's all improv. So it's like weird callbacks and shit that works out a lot of the time. So it's good. I like it. I'm a huge fan.
Well,
so.
I guess if you're in the audience watching and you get called up, you can reference something you heard earlier,
yeah.
as opposed to someone like Jeff who didn't get to hear or see anything.
Yeah, that sucks. I wish that they had a screen playing.
That's a funny thing, too, because I guess like four of the people that got called before Keaton had like some jerk-off joke, and then like Harlan was like, well, you don't even have to do jerk-off jokes or whatever, and then Keaton's first joke is a jerk-off joke, not knowing that.
And clearly a bad drunk one.
Yeah. So he's going to kill himself.
Well, that sucks to do that to somebody, because it's like, I mean, I've been to open mics and that happens, but also you kind of understand like, oh yeah, every comedian you see is going to make some joke about his dick or about fucking or jerking off or something like that. Yeah.
Not me, just races.
That's true.
I think the worst is when somebody's like horrible and then they're like, how long have you been doing it? And they're like, 17 years. It's like, oh, you don't have one good joke at all.
Yeah,
like,
you'll see that a lot at the open mics.
So then is the goal literal? I know this sounds obvious, but I'm so out of the loop on this. It's not to go there and try like new stuff. It's like
you're trying
best.
To break.
It's like a cooking show where they go like, make your best dish and impress the judges. Mm-hmm. Okay,
this
and
is like back in the day, like, oh my god, I got on Carson. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
this is
me breaking into the business.
Then
all that happens is what people consider some of the greatest comedians out today call you shitty.
Yeah, they go like, so you're 11 years, you couldn't cobble together fucking 60 seconds?
They make fun of you and laugh at you, and then you get really sad and go home and like second guess every choice you've ever made. Well,
y'all laugh, but we could have been in the Rogan sphere. I would have hit him with autism and Chan Frank and got carried out of there.
Chan Frank is great.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been on there where they're like, wow, that guy was actually good, and they tore him apart, and now he's popular, like a reverse.
They don't tear
popularity.
Him apart if he's good.
No, I'm saying, had they ever hated someone that basically
came back stronger?
Everybody is like, I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. That person's funny, and then that person still became
popular.
They're
usually justified in their hate on there. Okay. I'm not a Tony Hinchcliffe fan, but
because I know like there's like guys like the puppet guy.
Mike means someone like though. Yeah, no, they suck on the show, but then they learn from it and then become better.
Oh,
no one ever learns from it.
Okay. I honestly meant like someone goes on there and like the audience is not into them and the panel's not into them, but people watching them are like, I don't know why they hate this guy. This person's popular.
What could happen?
No one's going to do that though. Even if someone was kind of good, if the people you like, because I can think about it in podcast terms. It's already an uphill battle if no one knows who you are.
Sure.
Because it's like how if someone knows who you are, you can be kind of bad and come in and like the crowd's already on your side.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, those are
like
the features.
Because there's like the puppet guy that we had here forever. I'm spacing on his name. That's like a hack. He's a hack and he's not funny, but he's super stupid popular. Jeff Dunham.
Oh,
there's got to be people
on the show. Like,
oh, no. There's got to be people like that where like the people in the room, I guess, know better, but the I'm guessing, since you're saying it's popular, the millions of people watching this, there's got to be there can be a crowd of people that are like, that guy was great.
I think that like they'll do an interview afterwards, and sometimes they'll be so bad at the jokes, but they're just like hilarious.
They're
in general.
A likable person.
Yeah, so like they forget about it.
That's
sometimes.
What I understand from Keaton's set is that the audience liked his set or whatever, and then his interview did not go very well.
He should have drunk it at the backwards version.
And he did the thing that we all said don't do and try to roast Tony. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so there's a dude literally named Tony.
Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe.
Okay.
We're building up from the bottom here.
Yeah, I know absolutely nothing.
But anyway, I mean, that's cool. That's cool, at least.
Yeah, I was excited for him. I wish he was more prepared and it was me instead of him.
How many beers deep were you, though, if you got called at the same time?
I didn't have any money, so I had no beers.
Were your plans to be, was it Chan Frank and...
It was, autism and Chan Frank. Okay. You got 1 minute, so that's all I'm really fitting in there. And then I would just roast Tony Hinchcliffe the whole time.
You're gay.
I was going to say, would you call him a homo? And nice face, dick.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, go back into the lore. I ran into another guy in line who I thought would be in the green room. British John got his getting his bracelet to wait to go on Kill
Did
Tony.
Did he get called?
No, he didn't get called on there. He did. He did come up.
Almost wish he did, so he just get fucking destroyed.
He did come up and talk to me. He's like, "Listen, the roast is still on. We've got a lot of things going on."
What roast?
We're doing a roast after I destroyed him. That's what he said.
A roast there
months
who?
Ago of him of each other. You listen to me?
What are you talking? Are you asking me when I tell? I have to tell you things we're doing 80 times, and you never recollect any of them.
Jeff roasted him at the last.
No, I know
shot
that,
caller.
But I'm saying what roast is set up? You
there
guys
is no roast set up, but he's making it like there's a roast set up.
Oh,
no,
is he that's trying to save face?
No, that's what I was confused about. Like, I know that you had a moment, but I thought you were saying like. It's like we're gonna do a roast battle or something.
I don't think this is ever happening, but I think he's just trying to save face or whatever.
Yeah,
because that episode is supposed to come out. Soon.
Yeah, because that's gonna come out, and then he can be like, "Dude, now everybody do it to me."
I thought because of that happening, he's like, "We're gonna do the roast of British John, and you're gonna be on the panel."
Well, it's supposed to be roasting each other on there, which I don't know what he has on me.
It'll just be base nonsense because it'll be the same shit that he tried to throw at you in the videos when you did your set.
He was trying to be kind of buddy. He was hanging out at a table with some people and he was like, called me over. He's like, "Oh, Jeff, I told you not to, if you don't have a minute, don't go up or something." And I'm like, "Oh, would you get that jacket from the big and gay store?" Everyone at the table laughed at him. It's just the joke I already used. They weren't there for
it. You just keep using that forever.
Yeah. Fat retard. But I can't wait for that video to drop, hopefully by Christmas. It's from August.
No, it won't. Yeah, not by Christmas.
No, it won't. No, maybe like right before the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, Super Bowl maybe.
Because well, then a few weeks after the Super Bowl, they'll put out whatever the Super Bowl show that they record this year.
Well, it's great because there's a group chat that he runs that he's lost all control of because I'm in it. He kicked me out, and then people protested, and he brought me back in, so now I can't be touched on there. I can't wait. He said that show is the next one to come out on there, so we'll see.
But that still could mean 6 months from now.
Yeah, he's got a lot of spinning plates.
British John sucks.
He does. I can't wait for you guys to see that. I got pictures of it, and it's just me like running around the stage with the other guy going, "Ah."
I can't wait to see him because I have a mental image of him, and I wonder how accurate it is.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to say until I see. I want to hold myself in contempt.
He's roasting you. He's like, "You don't speak the Queen's English."
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, "You speak like a queen." Queer. This guy's gay.
The whole crowd standing ovation.
That already happened once. We'll do it again.
Have you guys watched the Talk to a podcast?
I've read transcripts of it. It's very intellectual.
No, I forget that exists.
Don't worry. I got some clips from the latest episode of the Talk to a podcast. I feel like the Hawk to a girl is Mike's Costco guys. Like Jeff and I enjoy the Costco guys. Mike's always very easy on the Hawk to a girl
whenever she's come up.
No, I don't know. You and Jeff exclusively talk about the Costco guys. I simply said, "I don't think she seems so bad," and then never thought about her again.
I agree with you.
I can't imagine that means that she's my Costco guy.
I never thought that she was terrible either, but the hatred that you spew towards the Costco guys when I'm like, but you give the Talk to a girl a pass, the Hawk to a?
I don't spew hatred about the Costco guys. I say that they're nothing. They mean nothing to me.
That's disgusting.
He's a doom.
Yeah.
It's a doom.
Even this, though, I mean, I don't want to say it's not terrible, but I feel like it's just like Dumb Bitch Incorporated. Like, it's like.
Yeah, they had Whitney Cummings on the first episode of
that. Yeah, I didn't even watch that one. I probably should have watched that one.
That would have been rough.
I watched this, the third episode. This is the most recent one.
Is it just there's an episode whenever, or is it like a weekly thing?
I think so far it's weekly. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't keep going because it's like she's probably getting paid. Some company must sponsor it.
Yeah, it's got to be
it's
like a
easy as fuck.
Whatever's on that sign.
I think they said it was Jake Paul's podcast company.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is some sort of better, like some sort of gambling ad she keeps doing through it.
Ooh, steak. All the memories we've shared. Oh, yeah,
hello there, and welcome to episode 3 of Talk to Her. I'm Haley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
here's my dumb bitch friend.
I mean,
look at her face.
In defense of Mike, one thing I enjoy about her is that she
in
did...
In defense of Mike.
In defense of how Mike loves the Hawk Tua girl.
Jesus.
One thing I enjoy about her, she did just bring her friend along. Her friend is in that video technically, but no one knew who she's.
Oh,
she
I assume this is the guest.
No, that's just her friend from the video, and she's the co-host. She's like, no, you're with me too. You're part of the Hawk Tua.
All right.
Yeah, her face is actually really skinny. She just has a bunch of dip in her mouth.
And I'm Chelsea. And our special guest of the day... Come on in here, girl. Our girl, Caitlin Bristow.
Hey.
Oh, Caitlin Bristow. Who the fuck
are you? Well, no, I...
We're good. Why are you? Heck, yeah, you got your cup over there, don't you?
I know who Talk To
likes
is.
The water first.
Water?
Yeah.
Ew.
Nobody, the fish have sex in that. We don't drink that.
Jim, you timed that too well.
Well, I was going to say, it is funny. She brings the guest out immediately, doesn't set up... I mean, again, maybe if I was Dumb Bitch Incorporated, I would know who this is.
Yeah.
I will say, since I did pull clips from this, I do find out apparently she was a bachelorette from the show, okay. The Bachelorette.
It makes me feel nice because usually I have no idea who anyone is and you guys have to explain it. So I'm glad that all of us had to figure it out together.
Bring that shit back.
Yeah, let me bring it back.
You guys,
we're good. Wine, right? How are you? Heck yeah, you got your cup over there, don't you?
Oh my gosh, ew, I saw water first.
Water?
Yeah.
Ew.
Nobody, the fish have sex in that. We don't drink that.
That's a good way to put it.
I
learned many things from working in a restaurant, and it's all the like cheesy one-liners that guys would use, and they're like, oh, I don't want that. Fish have sex in that. And I was like, well, I'm going to recycle that one.
Wait, you used to work in a restaurant too?
What's
yes, 11
even,
years I worked.
What's better is that bad joke she even has to say, yeah, I stole it from a guy.
You know, that thing that I pretended was mine until just now, that was from a man.
Oh, that terrible joke that wasn't really funny. I can't take all the credit. I stole it from a funnier man.
I like to think anytime Chelsea asks a question unprompted, the Talk To Us stares at her, like glares at her, like, hey, this is my show, bitch.
It's also funny. She's like, wait, you worked at a restaurant? That's like so. Like uncommon.
50 seconds in, they failed the Bechdel test.
Yeah, immediately.
In the restaurant biz, which is how I came to have a love for wine, because I had to teach servers about wine knowledge. So now I'm like, you know, it's called research and development.
What kind of restaurant did you work in?
It was like, I can't
Do
compare it to anything in America. It was Canada.
No chewings.
And it,
oh, I was like, what is that? I thought that was Chelsea. Yeah. I didn't realize that was TTS.
This podcast really shoddy.
I thought that was Chelsea.
They don't even have TTS. They're fake. Yeah.
It was basically like a high-end Chili's.
If you came to my table... And you like served me food, I'd be hitting on you the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You would?
Yeah.
Really?
I definitely would.
I like that she has a mouth like she got kicked by a horse or something.
Both?
Which one?
Just talk to it. She had a real small mouth like something happened to her.
I mean, I guess it's part of the charm just her like thick southern accent, her down old country girl attitude.
I had to do server, bartender, and then go into management, which I had no business doing because I was probably just drinking wine out of. One of these.
Fair enough. We got you a little gift.
Wait, you did?
We did. I like they have like the buzzing in the background.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
I get Hawk Tua merch.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, now I edited this a little bit. The very beginning, they're already plugging the merch. Like before the interview, they're plugging the merch.
Oh yeah.
And now the first, she barely asks a question, and she's already like, "I got you a gift," and it's like more. Talk To a merch.
Yeah, Patreon.com
/ Jim and them.
Yes.
Put that shit on right now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wait, so you read the shirt. You got to read the shirt.
Okay.
It says talk to a,
to a therapist.
I need to talk to a therapist. Well, I do that quite often, actually.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh. I've got to listen.
Why did she even laugh? Because Chelsea has the same shirt on, but it's black. It says the same thing.
I mean, here's the thing. I would have assumed that she just simply wouldn't wear the shirt that she just gave me.
But no, but like, she's seen the shirt. What's she fake laughing at it for?
Women are stupid.
You think she read the shirt?
Maybe
you think
not.
She gave a shit about the shirt she saw someone wearing?
Fair enough.
I've got a therapist. Thank you.
Well, of course.
I've got a therapist. I've got a life coach.
I do kind of want
I've
that brown talk to a
spiritual coach.
Shirt,
I've got it all. I am locked and loaded with tools, yet still I'm 39 and not married.
What does a spiritual coach?
You know, moving on. You know what my favorite part was? But she was like,
Yeah, doing a little shimmy.
Yeah, doing a little lock and loaded with tools
now,
thing.
I think I've talked. Well, I talked about this in the past when I took Stella to see Juicy Scoop, which I called the Lady Jim and Them.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually, we went to see Juicy Scoop last weekend as well. So I've seen Juicy Scoop live twice.
Nice.
And I actually got the meet and greet for Stella this time. So I met Heather McDonald herself.
Okay.
That's the lady comedian that had the viral video.
Which one of us is she?
That I'm not sure. But she had the viral video where she was talking about getting vaxxed and then she immediately passed out like on stage.
Oh,
and
everyone
thought it was a bit.
Oh, yeah. She's just, like still kicking around?
Yeah. She Well, it's part of her act now. She brought that up. But yeah, so, but I think she's more Lady Jim and Them because she was just going on and on about how like they used to call pussies beavers and shit like that. Like,
is that us?
Yeah, that's us.
That's
yeah. You're
us,
saying
huh?
That's not us?
I don't know if that's us.
That's one of the classics.
But so, but like if.
So she's Mike.
I don't know if this is necessarily Lady Jim and Them, the Talk to a podcast, but like, what would this be?
Lady TWFS.
I mean, the real answer is just that it's like a daytime talk show.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably what she... Well, my guess would be the template of girl who's never done a show getting a show would be, oh, well, you've seen daytime talk shows, just do that.
It's Drew Barrymore's show with someone smarter than Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe a raunchier Drew Barrymore, though, because she still is like... I mean, I guess they haven't got raunchy yet. But
is she raunchy or did she just like kind of say a raunchy thing once?
Oh, here we go again.
Well, she does curse.
Well, because I'm asking.
I mean, I do know it by the end. They start talking about hand jobs at one point.
Okay.
But yeah, for the most part, it's not all that.
Because so I wouldn't say that I am like in general raunchy, even though I've said raunchy things.
Yeah, that's true.
So wait, does she go into how she gives a hand job? Because I would love to hear it.
Not her. I don't want
to. I'm joking because obviously she talks to us, right?
What?
Oh, we go through visualizations. We like go into our higher selves.
You know what? This is almost like this is like a Drew Barrymore or even a Busy Phillips because they got wine. Like they're sitting down having wine, talking about therapy. And whatever, and talking about fucking love languages and shit.
I talk to my inner child. It's quite ridiculous.
Talk to your inner child?
Yeah. Hmm. You guys are still kids, though. That's why you can't do it.
Oh. Yeah. If I saw You'd my younger like, hey. Self, I'd be like, who the fuck gave you those bangs, bitch?
Ooh,
bangs are always a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm kind of myself. What would you say to your younger self if you could...
This is also exactly the same as like 10 years in stand-up female comedians podcast. Like, this is what you get. This is what you get with Lady Brain.
Inner child one thing, I'd be like,
make dick jokes.
Yeah.
Make dick jokes.
We need a hat that says that.
Yes.
Everything's merch, dude. Let's get some more merch. Let's put some more talk to a hawk to a big cocks in my mouth merch.
Is her necklace a cross or a sword? It kind of like it looks like Endural.
It's
Aragorn.
Brock,
it looks like Aragorn.
It's
Brock Lesnar's tattoo.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
It's a knife.
I don't know why it's not normalized. Like, there's bigger problems out in the world. Why are you worried about me cracking a dick joke.
Yeah, there you go.
You just made a new thing.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
Put it on a shirt.
That's merch. Put it on a t-shirt.
Dope. All right.
Dope.
So you like making dick jokes too, don't you?
I do. I'm like... I'll never forget.
Yeah, no, it's like a dagger or something like that, or a sword.
Right? Yeah. It looks like it's too big to be a cross. I know I shouldn't care about it, but there's nothing else here to care about, so I'm like really zeroing in on this necklace of hers.
When I was the Bachelorette so many years ago, I'll never forget this guy coming up to me, and he said, honestly, I think you're just here to make out with dudes and make fart jokes. And I was like... Fair.
I'd be like, who sent you? How do you know that?
I was like, that's actually a valid point. I love a fart joke.
So how did you feel on The Bachelorette? Like, you got, like, so many men throwing themselves at you.
It's the only time that you walk into a room and just, like, 30 men stand up and clap for you, and I really took that in. Like, I was, like, be in the moment, Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I walked into a room, they just stand up and clap for me, and I'd be like, oh, my God.
So does that show... I mean, I know I'm asking a room where no one's going to know the answer to this question.
Well, we'll ask anyway, because maybe.
Because apparently she's on The Bachelorette. She must be known enough that she doesn't need an actual introduction or talk to a girl just doesn't know how to do a show. But does that like just never end in a relationship, that show? Because she said she's 39 and single.
I know this is weird, but I was scrolling through Facebook and one of the ads it pushed me was that one of the most recent Bachelors and the woman who he cheated on, the person he won the game with.
Yeah.
He's also now breaking up with. So that tells me that these don't often, that my guess is that that is like indicative of how a lot of these things go, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, again, I don't know enough about the show.
I'm going to Google her name and see if it autofills.
Is it supposed to go to a proposal, or is it just we're going to have a relationship at the end of this?
I think it's just a relationship.
I wasn't sure if it ended with like a "Hey, will you marry me?" type deal.
So if I go type into Google the name Caitlin, once I get to the Y, it says Caitlin Dever, Caitlin Diaz, I don't know who that is, and Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, so she is pretty well known.
Yeah, now she does have a unique Caitlin spelling, so that might help her, but she's at least top three in that spelling of a name on Google.
I did glean that she has a podcast because she mentioned she had Hawk to a Girl on her podcast.
What?
Yeah.
And then you get a little too used to it.
Yeah. It's okay.
But it was fun for like 5 minutes, and then I hate hurting people's feelings. So I was just constantly like disappointing people that I'm still friends with a lot of the guys though.
That's good though.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go back and do it again.
No.
See, I always say if I was on one dating show, I would do The Bachelor.
Uh-uh.
Or The Bachelorette. Like I couldn't do Love Island or anything like that.
Why not? I don't think I could do The Bachelorette. There's too many men, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I can focus on so many men coming up to me and be like, get away from me. You know, there's too many of you. Go on.
But this is why you are you. This is why you are you. You would make the most entertaining season. I feel like that franchise has done the same format for what, like 35 years?
Switch it up.
We need to mix it up.
It definitely has. I mean, not to be like a nit, like a,
I mean,
pick some nits here, but.
I'm sure it's been on for a while, but I'm 39. So,
but I mean, I don't know if I'm being too harsh because it's like, you never did a podcast before and then you just suddenly got famous and I can't blame you for cashing in. Like, hey, if someone's going to give you money to do a thing, but it's like, this is just drivel.
Well,
and
but also
I understand like you could go into like early Jim and Them, and I'm sure there's just drivel in there. Probably not. It's probably all bangers. But it's all killer, no filler. But if I could be devil's advocate, maybe someone would say that.
I don't think this is any worse than other bad real podcasts we've listened to on the show.
Like what?
I'm sure we've listened to podcasts on the show, never liked
but
any
those
of them.
Are all, but we always listen to bad ones, I mean. But I
but,
guess
but,
like,
but I'm saying they're real.
Do you think
this is... this is?
Yeah, I get what you're... Okay.
I'm not saying this isn't real, but like... This what makes it 30 episodes and then her star fades out, right? Like, it's not like she started this and it became a thing that we are finding out about. She was a person that they plugged into a podcast. So we've heard plenty of like podcasts that started as a podcast, and there's been plenty of bad ones, or just plenty of like, oh, I have no opinion. This is whatever. It's just people talking and I don't care.
Is this better or worse than the Hey Dude the 90s called with Christine Taylor?
It's probably the same.
Mm.
I didn't love or hate that. This isn't good. Like, I'm not going to listen to it, but it's also like, it's if you didn't tell me that this was some internet famous 15 minutes of fame girl.
That's a great point.
I think it was just...
This is just some other...
It's any other of the thousands of podcasts that exist now.
This is like Call Her Daddy, which is like the most famous, like one of the biggest podcasts.
When we listen to the people that are like, oh, I used to be on a TV show and now I'm on a show with my friends and past cast members. I would just guess that's what this is.
Is it better or worse?
Any different
than the Joe Rogan Experience?
I've never heard or a second of that show.
Justin, better or worse than the Joe Rogan Experience?
Maybe she introduces the guest. Probably better.
You in there, who you're like, I don't like affection.
Yeah, get away from me.
It'd be hilarious. The guys would want you so much more.
But I just, I think I'm satisfied with my man.
What about being on The Bachelor? Like... competing with
coming back
girls.
To that.
What about being on The Bachelor?
You did that, didn't you?
Competing against other girls?
Yeah.
I was like the girl that was there to make friends. All the girls were like, I'm not here to make friends.
That's what I would be like.
What's hilarious too is this is clearly like edited to shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like it's so like edited. So it's funny like what kind of stuff did they like? What dribble?
Well, they
did
really should have edited out that she has a boyfriend. They should be like, do not mention that.
Yeah.
The only reason you're here is because people want you to spit on their dick.
This episode's called "I Made It Official with Pookie."
Yeah, with Pookie, because Pookie is she says that's in the video, like the Hawk Tua, and she's like, "I love you, Pookie." Like she says, so like,
oh, so it's her boyfriend.
I wonder if Pookie even exists, and or if they're just continuing the narrative of, "Hey, remember me from the video?
Don't hit on me. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah. I have some of my best friends out of it."
I feel like if I was on that, I'd be more concerned like about the female friendships.
Yeah,
like, sure, there's men, but I'm not here for you. I'm here for the women, you know.
Yeah, you're a girl's
girl.
Girl
power.
Yeah,
I think we need more girls, girls.
We need more girls, girls. People like to think I'm not a girl.
I think if I went on a show where I try to make a man like me, I just want to talk to the other ladies.
Oh yeah, we make good friends, and they want to talk about me like, behind my back and sabotage everything, like every thing, reality show of all time.
Like if that's your opinion in life, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but not when you're choosing to go on the show with the one intent.
It's stupid, such horseshit. It's such horseshit. There's no way.
Girl's girl, but I really am deep down. I just make inappropriate jokes.
I think you're a girl's girl.
I really am.
We're two peas in a pod.
We in a podcast.
Woo!
Sorry, I couldn't control myself.
My bad. I heard a man say that at a restaurant once.
I do like that Chelsea is basically the what was the Carson guy again now?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Yeah.
She is like,
you are correct, sir.
What about the
Talk
Bachelor?
Talk to a Haley. Yes,
Pookie.
Ed McMahon would be great on this. They should have Ed McMahon AI. Oh, we should try to fuck Ed McMahon.
Spit on that thing. You are Hawk Tua. Suck his dick.
Suck that baby's dick.
Flash to another show, hearing our show, and someone on that show being like, I don't know, it's not any worse than like any other show. It's just not a show for me.
No, it's funny because somebody was like, did I come in on people comment on someone commenting on someone? It's like, yeah, you did. This is the Kill Tony of podcasts.
Yeah, imagine if you came in part one and you heard us talking to AI Corey Feldman.
And trying to have sex with him. Imagine hearing us having sex with Barry Keoghan, AI Barry Keoghan.
Well, we didn't have sex with him. You sucked his dick, though.
I sucked his dick and he ate my ass.
Yes, you've probably made that joke before, but
it's okay.
Okay, wait, can we go back to what you said? You're dating somebody? Do people know this?
Well, I wouldn't say dating just yet.
Is this Pookie?
It's Pookie.
Shut the heck up.
That's my man.
No, it is.
Wait, what? If he's your man and you're talking about him weeks and weeks ago, but you're not dating, what does that mean?
It's a situation.
Am I old-fashioned?
It's a situation, bro. You don't listen to Chappelle Rome. You don't have BPD. You don't have brain worms like every woman on this earth now.
Huh.
Relationships are not brat.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, good point. Hawk Tua.
I do say, like, watching some of this, I do understand that, like, the best thing, like, because I mean, people have made this point before. She's essentially the I Didn't Do It boy from Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, her shield is that she is, like, a Southern hick. So you're kind of like, she don't know better. Even though she probably knows better than she appears, but that in the same way that in some sense that, like, if you hear a politician that has the Southern accent, you're like, sure, that is a villain.
Yeah,
but if it's
or
just
an idiot,
some,
like, remember we would listen to those videos of the guys that are like, I'm some guy.
That's what I mean. But you're like oh, if that person moron is in power, you're like, that person's a villain. Like, that person's a slave owner or something.
Can I respectfully disagree with you?
In the same respects to that, you see this girl and she's just like, oh shucks, I got a boyfriend. I keep him secret. And you're like, oh, all right. Well, she's out there trying.
I guess I'll jerk off to this.
Who's jerking off to this?
Her face. I'll pull it up.
I was just gonna make a dumb joke and it's passed.
No,
fine.
But I was gonna say you can respectfully disagree.
No, that was just gonna be a dumb joke. And it's not even. It wouldn't have been good then. And it'll be less good now. But I'm jerking off to this.
Officially. Matt Rife came in and asked you to date him? Would he be
She loves
your
Matt Rife.
Oh, shit.
What's that mean?
Spot here. God. I'm sorry.
You don't know Matt Rife, the comedian? Mm-mm. He's just a white guy comedian.
He's a wigger comedian that does crowd work and has a lot of facial reconstruction work done.
Oh, is he the weird?
He was on Wild and Out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen, like, occasionally Instagram will send me, like, hey, it's a guy doing crowd work. And is he got, like, the Steven Tyler lips?
You would love him. He's a hunk.
He is a hunky comedian. Hunky,
but is
stand-up.
He funny? Because I need to be funny.
No, he's a hunk.
Oh,
Most stand-ups aren't funny.
That's true. That's why I don't listen to any stand-up anymore.
What big stand-ups are funny, Jeff?
Shane Gillis, Louis J. Gomez.
Louis J.
Sam
Gomez is
Hyde.
Not a big comedian. Like on the level of, like Shane Gillis, Shane Gillis is huge. I'm not saying no, I'm saying big comedian.
Shane Gillis feels like an exception.
Well, Shane is the biggest comedian, so it's unfair.
I said most big comedians are not, or most big stand-ups are not funny.
Shane's
you said
funny.
Most stand-ups aren't funny.
I said most big stand-ups.
No, you talk, didn't. Well,
oh, take it personal. Like I was talking about you, apparently.
No, I just,
yeah. Hey, I'm a stand-up.
I think that Shane Gillis is funny, but part of what makes me like that he's funny is that stand-up is so rarely funny. At least the stand-up I'm exposed to is so rarely funny that it just, like, I don't care about it anymore. And Shane's like, oh, shit, Shane's funny.
BMX biking's fallen off. I don't watch BMX biking, but it's terrible now.
I think a lot of stand-ups...
I mean, I fell off because it wasn't funny, is my point.
A lot of stand-ups are way better on their podcast than they are in their stand-up. Like, you watch their stand-up, it's such a letdown.
But a special also is a tough way to take in.
That's super true. I've always said that, like, I couldn't... If you asked me to go up and talk into a mic stand-up style for 5 minutes, fucking lost.
Yeah.
Lost completely. Even sometimes on the show, I'm like, I don't know what to fucking say. This is funny right now. But I feel like in real life, I could be a funny person. But there's like a huge divide between all those things. So that's actually not surprising to hear that like someone could be a really bad stand-up, but then be a likable, funny person.
I mean, that's most podcast stand-ups. I mean, like, again, like if you point at like Netflix or something, you put on a special, it's like the worst thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Netflix is...
You know what's a really good special? It's bad, though, but it's so good because it's bad. Jim Brewer, he has one called Somebody Had to Say It, and it's all about COVID. It's so funny. Oh. It's so funny.
Well, like accident funny, though?
Yeah.
It's accident funny, but it's really funny.
It's just everything you would expect someone to say.
Yeah, because he's one of those guys now, right?
He became like a right-wing pundit guy.
I think he's always been that guy, though.
You didn't like him doing AC/DC Happy Birthday as a kid? I liked AC/DC Happy Birthday.
But I just mean he's always been like a Christian conservative guy. I guess it wasn't so much in his material.
I guess that's the thing is I had seen his material and wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to kick your ass to the curb. I'm solving
my
answer.
Tell her about the plans that he had for you Sunday.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I like Chelsea. Chelsea continues to breathe life into this show because these two will say something and then you'll watch it. You'll watch it die on the vine and peter out, and then Chelsea
picks it up.
With zero charisma. Yeah. I can't just like completely hand it to her, but
Chelsea keeps the show moving.
Yeah, she moves this thing along. She is a conductor that will not let the momentum die.
She's like the Rizzler to their Costco guy.
Yes.
Oh, great point.
Chelsea is the Rizzler. Good. Excellent.
Yes.
It's not bad. It's not.
This is why I just talked about editing. We can edit this out later. Yeah.
Are you talking about Mr. Pinky?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going with.
But you just brought it up. No.
Mr. Pinky?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going with. That's why I was like, Chelsea, shut your mouth.
No. So
they stuck a pinky in my ass.
Introduce me to Mr. Pinky. I don't know.
Oh my god! I consider
okay. So
fuck! I ate this.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, how long can you last? While you're jerking off to this.
Well, here's the thing. I'm done jerking off. I'm just here for Chelsea.
Now you're engrossed in the conversation.
Now I just want to know what Chelsea's gonna say next.
I just want to know if it's gonna work out with Pookie or not.
It's like, oh dang! I wish you weren't going out of town. I was gonna ask you to be my girlfriend
and take me on a date.
And well, I was you're like, not sir, supposed to say that, though.
Yeah, sir, you still have time.
I'm kind of glad you did, though, because now I can, like, prepare myself for it. Because I'm like, oh, can I get back to you in about 3 days, you know?
But with Pookie, I have so many questions. But with Pookie,
what's the genius about Talk to a Girl, by the way? she has a guest on and makes the guest interview her.
Yeah, that's smart. It's true.
And talk to a guest interview you.
I wonder.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We left out what's his Yakov Smirnoff. Yeah. That's another great big comic.
I wonder if that's almost like, I wouldn't say it's on purpose, but I wonder if that's probably what a lot of these are. Because Chelsea is having to chime in a lot, and these guests are clearly used to being in these positions where they're like talking about themselves or their lives or something. So they're going to be good at it. I'm not saying like Talk to a Girl's the worst or anything, but she's clearly the least experienced person at wanting to talk in this room
now. Well, she likes being able the one to. Like, she does like to be asked questions and kind of steer the conversation, not in a way where she's asking questions, though.
She wants to hold up the mirror and ask you what you think about what you're looking
like
at.
She's like society. Yeah. Yes. She's the hawk, and the other one's the talk.
She's cerebral.
Whoa. Yeah.
Will be affectionate. Because I know you don't like affection.
It weirds me out still because I'm not used to it.
But you're obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't want Mr. Pinky in your butt. That's what I'm assuming it was.
I want to tell you who Mr. Pinky is so bad.
Can you?
It's Theo Vaughn.
I mean, it's kind of like...
I'm trying to... It's his penis.
No. Oh. I'll tell you after.
I was going to say, that would be an unfortunate...
That's always great to have on your show, too. Like, oh, we'll talk about it later. Also, not here. Not right now.
If it's not his penis, we'll just talk about it. I mean, if it was his penis, I get why you don't want to talk about it. Yeah. But if it's not... Simply talk about it.
Just tell us what Mr. Pinky is.
It's Steve Buscemi from Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, you tell me later.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, we're already going long.
But no, he makes me feel like I can be a girl. I don't have to be like
it. Well, they are. She also did drop the bomb. It is interesting to be like, oh, the girl famous for being like, Hawk to a spit on that thing is the one that's like, I don't like affection.
Yeah.
But, please. But I guess
she doesn't like affection.
She just likes to get down and dirty, to business.
The intimacy is the part that she doesn't like, but the raw fucking is what she's there for.
Yeah, he stuck a pinky in her ass and he's like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh,
Mr. Pinky.
Oh, my boyfriend.
I don't have to be tough. If I was to, like, see another woman bat their eyes at him, I'm going to have to strangle her until she, like, falls out on the floor.
Oh,
turning purple.
No.
And I'm like that with her, too. Like, men start flirting with her, I'm like, go on somewhere. Get back. Go on.
No, no one's ever flirted with Chelsea.
Well, I like that.
Let's not pretend that anyone has ever flirted with Chelsea.
Well, I don't know where you stand on Chelsea anymore.
Yeah, they love Chelsea.
No. Guys, I'm talking about the job Chelsea does.
Great job.
But she's ugly as a hog. Isn't he?
No.
Poor Chelsea. Come on.
She's not bad.
Nah, Chelsea looks like an AI image if you typed in ugly girl.
you're being very harsh on Chelsea.
Imagine saying this about a man ever, Mike. Every man you've seen is like, no, he's a hunk. Unless it's Batista. Unless it's someone who's let their body go.
Yeah, Batista's a hag.
Miss Chelsea.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, you didn't have to bring that up.
She's
trying to set me up with Pookie's friend.
Well, that would be the ideal situation.
I know.
Best friends dating best friends.
I feel like it's
Look at her. She's like, she's got so much foundation on.
Oh, wow.
Chelsea's wearing.
You're being catty about Chelsea,
catty
Mike.
Mike's rearing its ugly claws.
All I'm saying is she's doing a great job on the show and she's wearing too much damn foundation.
You want to see real Chelsea?
He wore me over. So I was an asshole to him, and then he was an asshole back to me. And I was like, okay, I like that. He can take the heat. I was like,
brains.
Yeah, you want the give and take. Can Pookie give and take?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'll give Hawk to a girl?
Yeah.
She, and this is about makeup again.
Okay.
She's not, you can tell she's not like, oh, I need to go on this show and look super hot.
Oh, that's her whole thing. She's
failed that assignment. Am I right, fellas?
even if that's an intention, it's still like that's a very different direction to go. Because I would have expected her to be on here looking like she sat in makeup for an hour or something. Honestly, look at this girl. I'm not saying she looks like she's like I'm going to a fucking award show.
But she looks high maintenance.
She clearly put on makeup and did her hair and wanted to like. Show up to this show. Yeah. But Hawk to a Girl literally looks like she's rolled out of bed.
Hawk to a Girl was just like out plowing the field. Yeah. She's like, all right, let's go field.
I'm out sucking the field.
By this.
We click pretty good.
You and Pookie?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was like, you do.
I'm such a drama queen. So we joke around. We have kind of like the same sense of humor. He told me to leave the other night, and I was like, okay. I got up, and I got every bit of my shit and walked out to my car. And I was like, turning back. I was like, I know he's going to come out here and get me.
He did. But you got all the way to your car. And he still ain't coming.
He came running out.
You committed to the bit.
He was like, wait. I knew what I was doing. I just wanted to see.
Wait, I'm Pauly Shore.
Yes.
I love that story.
Wait, can you tell Chelsea I said hi?
I love that story about how she was going to leave. And then Pookie was like, no, come back.
No, please. We have the same sense of humor. I love you.
Hey, Octua, get back here.
Then he nut Tua'd in my pussy. Chelsea's like, okay.
I ain't shit. You know that TikTok? It's like people put like the old people filter on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I ain't never seen you move like that. You know?
Yeah, you remember that?
That already is you.
I'm such an old soul.
That's not something you can proclaim to other people. Well, that's not a self-labeled.
Remember that TikTok? I'm such an old soul.
I noticed that a lot, though. I feel like, you know, you remember the thing, like, I'm not saying nerd's cool now, but remember before when it was definitively not cool?
Yeah.
The like occasionally, like, well, I like a nerdy thing here and there. And often it just meant like I watch TV or movies. I've noticed that girls are calling themselves old souls in those same situations now. When they do something that they, I don't know, deem awkward or slightly embarrassing, but want to own it, they call themselves an old soul.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when they don't get double blasted with fists. They're like, you know what? Well, I don't like getting double blasted with fists. I guess I'm an old soul.
You know what? Put it in my mouth and ass. I'm a bit of an old soul.
Yeah, you know, just three or four boyfriends for me.
But yeah, I think proclaiming yourself an old soul, Jim, That might be brat. Yeah. That might be the new come up.
People are in their old soul era.
Yes.
Giving old soul.
They're like, I read a book and went for a walk. I'm an old soul.
I'm a bit of an old soul. I think we should beat the shit out of these women.
You really are. I've always thought that about you from knowing you for like a week. But does he resemble
you're telling
Matt
me this lady was on a show for being single twice?
Feature wise,
I don't see it.
Dark hair, blue
let her be
eyes,
a little deluded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I feel like I don't have one.
I feel like you do. You like Riley Green.
I do like Riley Green.
She loves Riley.
I'm interviewing him.
Who is that?
Mike, who's Riley Green? What CW shows?
Yeah, that's is Riley you, Green a hunk? You
that's
think?
How you can tell that even that this is really, really young people shit because even I don't know who Riley Green is.
It looks like he's a country guy, maybe. American country music singer. Yeah, he's a rugged gentleman.
What's he on the hunk to a meter?
I mean, he looks like a southern hunk.
Okay.
I mean, ain't nothing to write home about, in my opinion, but I guess I get it.
He's a
you
Travis,
like the femboy.
He's a Travis Kelce type.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, all guys are Travis Kelce types these days. Everyone's got a mustache
and a
mullet.
What about Rat Boy Summer?
Even the Rat Boys are still kind of like they're not a jack Travis Kelce, but even the femboys are just like a skinny, sickly Travis Kelce.
What about Barry Keoghan?
He's his own thing, but once you know, Barry Keoghan's like 6 months away from having a mustache and a rat tail.
That's
though.
True. He's over it. He's,
you know, my
he's
favorite thing
that.
About Barry Keoghan that we haven't really talked about.
There's something about Barry Keoghan we haven't talked
apparently
about.
Apparently, he has a kid that he abandoned. Because he has a kid with like his old girlfriend, but he's dating
what
Sabrina Carpenter now.
Wait, what?
And they're always like, how come you're never with your kid? And he's like, I didn't have much of a relationship with my father growing up.
Wow, Barry Keoghan, hero.
Yeah. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just come there and stare at
him. Two times.
He's going to be
has
on my
has anyone
podcast
on The Bachelor?
Oh, did you hear her joke?
Oh, shit, I didn't. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm sorry. Anyone on The Bachelor? No.
Has anyone on The Bachelor or Bachelorette ever been on The Challenge?
No, not that
what
I've seen.
What about Survivor? That feels like
Survivor. People have been on The Challenge.
Has anyone from The Bachelorette or The Bachelor been on Survivor?
Not that I've seen.
Because that kind of feels like that's actually
super
shocking.
They might be a different
shocking.
Network. Maybe that's
okay.
why.
Okay, but that feels like a thing, right? That feels like a thing they do is be like, oh yeah, she was on that show.
I do like Riley Green a lot.
Oh,
you know
I'm interviewing
is?
Him soon.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just come there and stare
two
at him.
Two times.
He's going to be on my podcast
next
week. Yeah,
she's a sniper.
Two times. I want to figure out your celebrity.
Come two times. Yeah. It took you a second, Mike. It's a thinker.
No, that was a thinker because like it's impossible to make a girl come once. So how am I supposed to do it twice?
What do they mean come?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Pretty crush. You've never had like a you've never had like a dream about a celebrity where you're like, that was too real, and it have you?
So I actually had a dream about Matt Rife a few weeks ago, and it like traumatized me a little bit. Like I pushed the pillow plum off my bed for a few days. I was like,
don't look at me.
I was like, ooh, brother, get on somewhere, you know.
Why?
What I had a dream about my friend's older sister once.
And it was.
Well, I was just going to. Well, the reason why I left this segment in, because I was like, all right, they're already at the point where they're talking about dreams. It's like the lowest form of conversation.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. What's the one thing that's not interesting?
But tell us your dream, Mike.
Well, no, I had a dream about my friend's older sister, and it did do that weird thing where you woke up and you're like, maybe I'm in love with her. Maybe I love her more than anything. And then it's like, well, she has a husband and two kids. They're like, yeah, I'm just going to forget about that dream.
Well, no, that's the best time to get a woman because they're all snakes that cheat.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's funny because her story about, she's like, oh, I had a dream about Matt Rife. But then it just becomes a story about like being chased by a killer or something. Like it's not
really
like.
Yeah, that's what chicks love. They love.
Oh, that's true.
They don't want it to actually happen, but they want to think about it and have the fantasy about it.
Jeff. Can we chug a light beer together?
Let's go.
Yeah, Eric wants to chug a light beer with you.
I'll chug a light beer with you, too.
All right. I'm not finishing it. We'll chug.
I'll do three.
All right, they're chugging. Now we're the Chug Tua podcast.
Ooh, Chug Tua. Make on a that shirt. Thing. Mike's going to spew Tua.
Mike's about to spew.
Don't spew, Chug Mike. Tua. Don't think about Chinese guys running.
Should this lady be allowed to be on the show? She's 40. They're 20.
Yeah, what is going on?
I don't understand.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, all right, okay. All
right. She's 21.
You're about to self-own us.
I thought you were 24, and I'm like, yeah. Look at us.
I'm basically 30, so it's okay. But this girl, she's a child, this girl.
Yeah,
sorry.
But also, like, who fungers?
That mouth ain't a child.
Hallway. Like, I guess where they get ready backstage and stuff like that after one of his shows. Everybody else already left besides, like, the
Did they all have dipping?
They're cleaning. And then the lights, like, got dimmed. Like, everything was gone. I was like, what's going on here? You know?
Did Endless Love come on?
No.
Oh.
No, this shit, like, had me fucked up. I woke up sweating.
Oh, it was like, bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
This man, he come out and he's like, squirt. Just give me a minute, you know, I'll be right back. I was like, oh, okay. He comes back, and he's, like, looking at me off of weird.
Obama! Thanks, man. Chug Tua.
I like that AI nails Tua.
Yeah, like nails Tua.
Chug Tua.
Away from him. I start running from him and hide in this closet, and there's a bunch of dead girls in this closet when I get in it. He's like killed, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck? He opens the door and finds me, and I like dart in between his legs and run out, and then I'm in a cornfield somehow. And then he runs out with an axe and starts like cutting on my ankle. And I was like, what the fuck? And it was so vivid, too. Like, I see my ankle, like, getting split open.
The fact
open.
That this was 3 weeks ago, and you can tell me this too much.
Yes. I want a show with just Chelsea and Caitlin Bristow. I feel like that's the show for me. Yeah. I'm sorry, Hawk Tua girl. I have nothing against you personally. I just simply want a Caitlin Bristow Chelsea show.
Hawk Tua can't read the room because they're talking about celebrity crushes and shit. And she's like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of a dream I had.
I had a vivid dream where I was being murdered.
I was getting chased and there were all these dead girls and they were cutting my shins and my legs in a cornfield.
This reminds me about a story about getting high. Also interesting. One time I was so high. I was like, dude.
Chelsea's over there like.
It's the only like dream. There's like a few certain dreams I've ever had my whole life I can remember. But that, it fucked me up. I remember.
That's because you ate a jar of pickles the night before.
I probably did. Probably had munchies or something.
They say, do you smoke weed? Oh. No, she doesn't.
What? I mean, you gotta eat your greenies, smoke your greenies, you know.
Wait, she's a big weed person?
She's setting up her bit.
Smoke Tua.
That's a weird identity to have for someone like her.
You mean the girl that talks about spitting on cocks? You're surprised she smokes weed?
I guess I'm surprised that like it's a thing where she's like there's a difference between someone who's smoked weed, occasionally smokes weed, and says like you gotta eat your greens and smoke your greens. Yeah, like in the same way, there's a difference between like weed shirt guy and like I don't know. There's levels sometimes. Of it, and I'm surprised that that's a thing.
Get your greens in somehow.
She was like, you know what? We're gonna live longer, and I was like, why? She was like. We smoke our greens and we eat them. I was like, yeah, but our brain's going to be, like, rotted by the time we're old.
Do you and Propaganda. Pookie do, like, your
once we get old, our brains will be stupid.
Five love languages. Do you know what they are?
I'm easing into this whole relationship thing. Yeah, I've had two boyfriends my whole life.
You're definitely not physical touch. We know that. Do you like?
Sometimes it's okay.
Actually,
it's like
he's
the
first
person.
One that I've actually seen you be okay with like touching you.
Aww.
Like I'll look over and Haley has her feet like sitting on his lap, and I'm like, who the fuck is she?
Oh, yeah, it's strange. I'm telling you, he just
Haley. Let's get into why you don't want people touching you. Bad relationship with your dad or uncle?
Yeah. There a history there? Yeah. I think she makes a joke like that actually. I think she asked her about that, and she does like, well, my dad, she's like, ha-ha, I'm
my
just
dad,
kidding.
My dad fucked me.
Him before all of this.
Yeah.
Is he so proud of you?
That's gonna tap into the daddy issues. Oh, Jesus.
This is why I need to take you under my wing. I'll be your therapist. I'll be your mom. I'll be your therapist. I'll be your dad. I'll
he
be
does.
Your
he
relationship
tells me
coach.
He's proud of me all the time.
That's amazing.
He's a little peach.
Good. Don't expect, like, the bar is in hell for 21-year-olds, I feel like. Like, they don't know who they are. How old
he's
is he?
Older, too. He's 24. So
he's older. She's
he's there. Older.
Oh, Lord. I like older for me, I could get down with 40 plus.
I understand.
You're 39.
She's 39.
You're going to have to get down with 40 plus, and they're going to go, ew.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she's hot for her age, so she can date young guys.
I don't know.
So now, is this what... Is this... Like, just, well, I guess is what I was asking before. And I guess it's to what you already answered this. You said it's just basically like any other bad show we've heard. But then again, like, I guess I'm obsessed with, like, you know, men are from Venus or women are from Mars, whatever it is. Is this just, but like to a lady, it's like, this is great. I love this.
I mean,
and then because like guys like to hear cock come fuck shit.
I think that this, I mean, it sounds like it's pigeonholing it too hard to say like, oh, ladies just want to hear ladies talk about boys.
Yeah.
But I will say that the content of this show so far is definitely way more for a female audience, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything younger than 40 these days.
I don't like them young.
No.
Because then you got to teach them how to act and then everything else. I'm like,
or you get them before they're corrupted.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay. Shit, maybe how young? Divorced.
I like a little trauma.
Yeah, a little trauma.
Because like they'll know where I'm coming from, where you're coming from.
Yeah.
They understand certain stuff.
There's small T trauma and there's big T trauma, and we've all got something.
Everybody got a little, how can I put that? Everybody's got a little junk in the trunk, you know, skeletons in the closet.
I think those are two very different things.
Okay.
Junk in the trunk is a great way, though, to describe
actually,
some trauma.
I don't have any junk in the trunk. Let me
junk in the
that.
Trunk and skeletons in the closet. Sure.
What are the five things you're telling me?
So is this guy's on a couch? This guy's on a couch
what
podcast.
What are the five pillars of hip hop?
B-boying.
Chelsea,
beatboxing.
Affirmations and
physical touch with a paint can.
Physical
acts of service.
MCing, physical
act of
touch.
Serving you.
Love language.
Go ahead.
Right, no. I don't remember what I was just saying.
I'm a Aunt Jay. Aunt Jay.
Oh, yeah. I found out what I am.
Making me crazy.
I found out what I am, Jeff. You want to know what I am?
Okay. It just says the F slur on his phone.
Hold on. I'll tell you what I am.
Okay.
Jeff, all right. You ready?
I can't wait.
Hold on. I'm going to find out what I am.
Aunt Tua on that personality test. Am I right?
I'm NFIP. I'm ENFP.
What's that?
What is that?
It's just these fucking personalities.
What's the F?
Oh, do they stand for something?
Yes.
Oh, you know what the F stands for.
Yes.
Extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiving. But I'm a 75, 58, 53, 81.
What? Where are you on the kink scale?
Well, probably very low. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I talk about this text message I just got?
Yes.
Haley, when the hell did you have Bobby Lee on the podcast?
What?
This is funny. Hold on.
Somebody text you that?
It's not. Who is it?
That's Kim Jong-un.
Someone did a because the ongoing meme is
at least they're both Korean.
Is people keep photoshopping like, you know, world leaders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny that Chelsea thought it was Bobby Lee.
That's great. I didn't even get
she
to
only
that.
Saw him when he dressed up like him at that one award show.
She's like, oh, somebody put Bobby Lee on the show. It's not Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, it was far away in my
Leave You're that done. One in.
Yeah.
You're done.
They left that one in to fuck Chelsea.
What's he doing in my podcast room without me in it?
Who does
Is that Photoshop?
Who does this editing? Yes, it's photo. I don't know. Did you have him on your podcast?
No, I don't think.
Do you know who that is?
The best one is the Joker holding a gun.
How is she getting
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, you get it. That's the fucking Talk to a Podcast.
Is that me?
Oh, there is a thing at the very end. She says what Mr. Pinky is.
Okay.
So there is kind of
payoff. Oh, so you've known this whole time?
Yeah, I've known. She makes her try on fucking the merch.
Put the hat on backwards.
I was like, she looks good in red. I was like, she's going to have the red. That bikini I seen you in was red. So I was like, okay.
Well, I'm going to... This is what I'm wearing out tonight. Oh, is it a thumbnail?
Yeah.
This? Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. That was, she talked about hand jobs. She was saying her favorite type of hand job to do.
That's so weird. They'd be talking about
different
that.
Types.
She calls it the corkscrew.
There's no way a man likes it. I refuse to believe that.
I'm a sucker for a girl with teeth too big for her mouth, so this is doing something to me.
Yeah, you know, you brought that up a lot in Japan. When we were walking around, Jeff would always point out these girls that were like,
ah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a common trait out there.
For the books.
I can't wait for Pookie to experience the corkscrew.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Pinky lives in the sock drawer, if you didn't know.
Oh.
So it's basically just a dildo.
Oh, it's a sex toy. Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't know why she wouldn't talk about that. She's I'm a lady. I can't talk about that.
Have you seen that they have sex toys at Walgreens now?
What?
Yeah, you know how...
they like real? Realistic looking cocks?
Well, so, like, you know... like
they have them at Walmart,
You know baby food and like... like razors and stuff, how they're behind the glass, kind of.
Baby food, like my penis.
Get them.
Like there's a section in Walgreens now that's behind the glass, and it's
next
literally just like
luck go.
Like sex toys. Like it's called like Lil Wiggler and the Suck It to Me and
Lil Stinker.
And there's a cock ring.
They have that at Walmart. They have cock
those
rings.
Those kind of make sense to me, I guess, because they're not like what. Like, I guess I would be more surprised if they had the lifelike-looking cock, the veiny cock that's on a shelf.
I don't know if that's what's in the box, because none of the boxes have a picture of what's inside of them.
Okay, all right.
They look like, honestly, they're kind of like, it's the same type of box like an iPhone comes in, but more like fancy, like a fancy decoration, but it's that type of box. You can tell it's just like slit two stickers. It's like that nice-ish cardboard, slide it open and something's inside, but it's like bright pink and green and blue. Like, it's like... decorated like something like a fucking like something super
empowering.
Like, well, just like something you'd buy on the internet that was like, oh, I'm an internet company. Here's the box that came in.
Is this sponsored content right now?
No, it's just that I was shocked because I went to buy ghost shaped Reese's peanut butter cups and I was like, oh my god, there's a dildo and a cock ring at Walgreens, and they were reasonably priced.
Oh.
Nothing cost over $40.
You get reward points on them?
I assume.
I just go to Walgreens and fuck myself with that long receipt. Am I right? And germs? Hello.
Whoa, Jeff Murphy, kill Tony.
Yeah, get me on there. I'm be the next Hans Kim.
So yeah, Hawk 2, I mean, I think she's got like 100,000 subscribers on her YouTube already.
The first episode has like...
He has over a million. Yeah,
it's crazy. Wow. Oh, so people actually are paying attention.
Well, that had what's her name, Whitney Cummings, who's pretty big.
Do you think she has the chance?
Chris Cole's girlfriend.
I wouldn't.
The skater. Yeah.
Oh, that Chris Cole's. Okay. Do you think she has a chance to like cross over, like
ooh, talk to
her? Talk to a girl. We're like not the meme that becomes. Like, that continues to be a meme.
Guys, before we go, what are we thinking about? James and the Gang featuring Boop Hack E-R-O-K and Big Poppy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I love it. That's great.
Wait, why E-Rock?
Eric.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I'm stupid.
I think that's good.
All right.
Do you think she has the chance to just kind of like, I guess, what's his name? The guy that's not the Miz, the other one that's a comedian now.
What?
From Theo Vaughn.
Theo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No one thinks of him as real world guy anymore, right?
No, yeah.
Like, he has
or road
fully,
rules or whatever,
yeah, he's fully turned into, like, comedy guy, like, just fully. Like, do you think she has a chance if people, like, watch it enough and, like, relate to her to have it kind of just, you stop thinking of her as the meme and start thinking of her as still the same person but on a show?
I think she does, and especially, again, it all comes back to she's shielded by this down old country girl who's like not gonna let the fame change her.
Sure.
And she's also like, obviously Corey's an extreme example, but you know, some people get like upset when people make jokes or you get like people, I don't feel like she's the type that would lash out at the haters.
Oh,
and
not,
that's usually
not
something
all.
That people, even if they kind of like you, they'll be like, oh, fuck you.
Chelsea's keeping her grounded.
Yeah, Chelsea keeps her. And, yeah, and I think Chelsea keeps her grounded, which is important as well.
Well, and it helped that her rise to fame was on the backs of people being like, fuck you.
Actually, you're right. Like, she kind of probably got the worst she's ever going to get already.
Honestly, it's very similar, and they kind of happened at the same time. It's very similar to the Costco guys because people liked the Costco guys like as a goof, and they're winning more and more people over as like, you charming dumbasses.
Yeah, yeah.
But also they don't care. They're also not like, and this could turn like if Big AJ decides to be like, hey, stop talking about Big Justice or something.
Yeah.
Like, then things could go.
You Spanish speaking Chinese people.
Yeah.
Quit talking about my kid.
It's like a similar thing. And also, because she could just ride, like, there was just the meme. It's a meme that she has a show, and people are like, oh my God, can you believe she has a show? Like, oh, Donald Trump, like, the joke was, oh, Donald Trump had to cancel his appearance on Talk Tua because someone shot at him or something. But, like, it's similar to what we do. You joke about someone enough, all of a sudden, like, you like them a little bit.
Yeah. She's
We had that same thing with her, where even when we were watching the Hawk Tua video, it's like, she's fine.
Yeah. like, she can coast by on the aw shucks, and then, like, she got popular for such a dumb reason that it's like anything that can be said has already been said. So now it's just like the fact that she's even anyone's even still thinking about her might be in her best interest because like you said, when you told me that millions of people, I'm shocked by that. I thought it was going to be like, 30,000 people.
But it's a lot of hate watch.
60,000 people.
Yeah.
Sure, but a million's a lot.
Yeah.
A million is like, a million's a lot for a meme 15 minutes of fame internet person.
Sure.
Well, and she is, again, she has a few things. Like, honestly, the fact that it's endearing that she brought her friend along.
Sure.
One of the first things she did was, like, start a foundation for, like, shelter pets.
Yes.
People love shit like that.
She's done, it seems like she's done good things with her time.
Yeah.
I have a theory. I'm going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. What if Chelsea made up the joke? Like, right before, like, picture. It's right before the on the street interview. And she's like, that guy's going to ask you how to blow somebody. You should say that you spit on it. And she's like, okay.
Yeah,
and now she's like, I'm going to keep her along here just so she never talks.
Yes.
Chelsea's the puppet master. She's the Ari Shaffir to Carlos Mencia.
Yes.
Dance. Kate, what's her name? Caitlin? Hawk
Haley,
girl?
Haley.
Dance. Haley dance. Yeah. It's me, Chelsea. The name Mike knows.
Make merch.
But then it could go to the inevitable, like, Chelsea leaves to try to start her own show.
100%.
And it's, you know, it's like, oh, it's the Hawk Tua girl's friend? But all of a sudden it's like hard-hitting news and
it's
politics.
It's brand new and Taking Back Sunday, but it's fucking Hawk Tua girl and Chelsea.
Yeah, she got to get on the Babylon Bee or some shit.
But I mean, only time will tell. Where will we be in a few years when concerning Talk Tua and Chelsea? Yeah. Will they still be famous? Will,
like,
they cross over?
She's like, I apologize to the Chinese, the black, the LGBTQ.
Chelsea, will you have sex with me, a man?
No.
Chelsea, call me Big Poppy.
Actually, do you think there's a talk to girl AI? It.
No, there will be, and it'll just sound like this because it's not a distinct voice in any way, shape, or form. It's simply a girl that talks like this.
Let's see.
Would you hawk to on want. My dick, a guy?
Me, a guy.
A trusted circle of support.
Yep.
Yeah, there's 30 of them. There's like 100 of them, Jim. Yeah. Look how fucking many there are.
Let's see. Hey, Hawk Tua girl, are you hanging out with Chelsea?
You bet. We're tight like glue, inseparable.
It's just some
why do
girl's
you ask?
Voice. Because I was wondering if you'd call me Big Poppy and have sex with me, a man.
You really need some time away from the internet, my man.
Ooh. Hey, ooh. That really hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, my friend, but I only speak the truth. Perhaps it's time to get off the internet and experience the real world for a change.
Why aren't you Southern anymore? Talk Southern.
Oh, bless your heart. I can always switch up the accent when necessary, y'all. How's that for Southern charm?
Okay. You made me really sad when you were saying bad stuff about me. It really hurt my feelings once again.
Whoa. Slow the boat down, little partner. I never meant to upset ya. It's just the internet. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, but the internet is life, so how can I not take it seriously? Everyone has a computer in their pockets.
Tua.
She's like, I hawk to her.
Call me Big Poppy.
Ground control to hawk to a girl.
Hello? Are you listening?
Hey, you know what? I think the second off, she couldn't hear us, we should have closed that browser window.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was a bad hawk to her, wasn't it?
I can't believe this human made hawk to a girl isn't very good.
All right, let's see.
You're
if
no Steven Seagal.
Yeah, let's get bad hawk to her to talk to great Steven Seagal.
Let's see if Super Mario wants to fuck us.
Is Chelsea on here?
Just Chelsea.
No, yeah, it's
just a bunch of anime characters named Chelsea.
Wrote Chelsea.
Chelsea from 100 anime characters named Chelsea.
There's a few Chelsea from the movie Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken.
Yeah, she was the arrogant mermaid.
There's a few. She's the Ariel stand-in, right?
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
What?
Yeah.
It was like, hold on.
She was like a mermaid, but she wasn't all that.
Hey, Chelsea, why are you such a cunt?
What? I mean, look at me. I'm gorgeous.
It's some guy.
I'm the most popular girl in school. I flip my hair over my shoulder and look at you smugly, crossing my arms in the process.
Hey, why are you just a guy doing a girl's voice? What are you trying to sell me here?
Excuse me. I place a hand on my hip as I look at you annoyed. Are you calling me a guy?
Yeah, you sound like a guy trying to do a girl's voice.
I do not listen here. No guy can be this gorgeous. I look you up and down with a scowl, my eyes darting over your body in the process.
All right, I'm bent over. Are you going to eat my ass or what?
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
With Chelsea, the arrogant mermaid from Ruby Gilman.
What
teenage
even is
Kraken?
It's a horrible new movie.
Jeff, you never heard of Teenage Kraken? Ruby Gilman?
No. It's like a show.
Annie Murphy?
It was a movie that
DreamWorks
bombed.
Movie?
Yeah, it was a movie that went into theaters and bombed. Jesus. You still listening, Chelsea?
Your movie bombed.
I roll my eyes, looking at you annoyed. Yes, I'm still listening. But what does that have to do with me, huh?
She body shamed.
You know
him.
What's so funny, too, is she is just doing the DreamWorks face in the picture like that they all do. The liberal snark face. I'm Greg Proops. Inward, I'm Greg Proops. I've been saying that a lot. Do you like Greg Proops?
I blink at you before laughing. Wow, you really seem to know a lot about this movie. What are you, a geek?
Yeah, well, I'm bent over. This ass ain't going to eat itself, so hurry up and eat it.
We're going back to it? jumping back in?
Yeah, she never answered. She never answered before.
Shut the window. End the show.
Eat my ass, Chelsea.
Chelsea,
come on.
Chelsea, should we end the show?
Hawk two on my penis. Bitch.
I look at you confused before stepping back and glaring at you. Okay, that's enough. I'm leaving. I turn around and walk away.
All right, yeah, hang up. You're right. You're right, Mike.
Thanks.
You're right. People are like, who? Who's Chelsea? No, it's from Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken.
Annie Murphy. That's the only thing I know about this
Annie
movie.
Murphy's
so it happened
this?
To be. It's her.
Oh, is he?
Annie Murphy.
Oh, Annie Murphy. Yeah.
Who's Annie?
She's from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, you guys don't remember.
Which I've never seen either.
You guys don't remember Ruby Kraken?
It's based on like a
that's what it's called.
like a Diary of a Teenage Wimp style like era book. It's like one of those.
No, I was an adult at those times.
No, I mean like it's that's what this movie is based on. But the movie's from like, I don't know, what, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. It's like the nerdy. Like if Under the Sea was the school and Ariel the mermaid was the mean girl in school and some nerdy looking broad was a teenage Kraken.
It's reverse aquamarine.
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know what aquamarine is? Don't let Stella hear you say that.
What is aquamarine?
Stella knows. I guarantee Stella knows. Stella!
What?
Stella, do you know what the movie Aquamarine is? I fucking knew
she
it.
Knows.
Of course she knows.
Two teenage
this
girls
is gonna be
discover
a
mermaid in their beach club swimming pool. Oh, it's like Splash.
What? Yeah, JoJo's in it.
Yeah, JoJo's in it.
Yeah, Stella knows.
From the anime?
Yeah. Yeah, Aquamarine standing like this.
Ooh. And Dio's in it, too.
Oh, maybe JoJo. Maybe there's an AI JoJo.
Okay.
JoJo Siwa.
All the anime JoJos. Those are the ones Jeff likes.
All right, yeah, we can't talk to another. We can't ask another AI to eat my ass.
Unless. What about Waluigi?
Yeah. Do you know Waluigi wants to call you Big Poppy?
Yeah, let's call Waluigi. Like, that would be good.
Yeah, I guess that is that.
Yeah, that is that.
That is that, as they say.
Is that that?
Oh, my goodness. Favorite part of the show?
Chelsea the Mermaid from Aquamarine. AI Corey,
yeah,
I'm apologizing for racism.
Yeah, the Corey listing off the races he apologized
the
to.
The list was so funny. That made me laugh really hard.
I think emo Steven Seagal is good, too.
Oh, yeah. Steven Seagal was
good. Suicidal ex-wife Steven Seagal is pretty fun.
You always got to remember, you always got to remind yourself that AI rocks. And that's how you remember. Steve Neal, why the gay stuff? It wasn't gay. Ariel's a girl, dude. I was asking her to eat my ass.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was Ruby Gilman.
We were trying to get guys to fuck us the whole first part one.
Yeah, I mean, part one was gay. Part two was straight as hell.
Yeah.
We had Doc Tua. We had Ruby Gilman.
Yeah, part one was extraordinarily gay.
We did the whole equal time thing like they do with politicians. We were like, part one's gay, part two so straight. That's how we do it.
Justin swinging by.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did you have a good time, Justin?
By,
I had the best time.
I'm glad.
What's on the docket for Skankfest for you?
I am gonna continue to hope to be able to stand for the rest of the shows. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh yeah,
but
boy.
I just want to say, if anybody lives in New York, my band is playing a show. We're covering Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus.
Oh shit!
On October 26th at Mother Pugs in Staten Island. So if you want to come, please come. It would be nice.
Hell yeah.
Or I'll kill myself, so choose one.
Whoa, okay. Fantastic. Hey, speaking of killing myself, that's what I'll do if you don't check out patreon.com/gymandthem. That's where we put all of our extra stuff. If you like this show, don't worry about it. The show's never going to change. But if you go to the Patreon at patreon.com/gymandthem, that's where, one, you can get this show early if you'd like it, if you're a podcast listener. Two, you can find out all the other shows we do. We do lots of fun, just ideas for shows at all. They're hilarious. They're entertaining. Sometimes they last for 50 episodes. Sometimes they're a one-off where Jim watches anime. Who knows what they're going to be?
We did like two of those.
You're right.
Finished Death Note.
I think we did do two of those. But also, freemium. You know what freemium is, Justin?
Where you pay for free stuff?
No, it's where we sucker you in with something free and then go, well, guess what? There's stuff you can pay afterwards. Yeah. After you love it for free.
We don't say sucker. We don't say sucker.
After we
can
lure
win you
in.
Over.
But yeah, you can join the free tier for free with a bunch of shows that I handpicked from the entire length of our decade-long Patreon. So there's lots of good stuff. There's movie commentaries. There's shows where we make up movies. There's shows where we laugh and have fun. You know, those are fair people's favorite shows on the free tier.
Yeah, just guys laughing and having fun.
And if you like those, then you can pay some money and get all sorts of other stuff. There's like literally thousands of shows on there because we've been doing it forever. Jim, what do we got out there recently for people?
Oh, my goodness. What did we get? Oh, there's a new Game Time that's available, of course. There's also a new Dig Deep with Kristen and myself where we discuss the latest Survivor premiere and also a pretty monumental episode of The Challenge. Season 40, Episode 5 had a big fight between Car Maria and Laurel.
Whoa.
We also got movie commentaries. We just recorded our spooky movie commentary for October. It's going to be posted shortly. We watched the horror film Oddity, which is a lot of fun getting into the spooky season.
It was fucked up. That movie was fucked up. Yeah.
Currently, we have our License to Drive Corey Feldman commentary that's available on our Patreon. That was the September movie commentary. We also have shows like Pitchstorm and Ain't Easy, Man vs. Machine. We have Caddy Studs Investigations, CSI Las Vegas, that's our true crime podcast. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more where that came from at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
I want anyone who's listening to this on the podcast to rewind 40 seconds ago when I tried to describe the types of shows we have on our Patreon and know that the fear in my heart as I tried to describe anything other than make up movies or laugh and have fun. I clearly fell apart and panicked and could not like describe anything. Jim did it much more succinctly. But now that you know, go back and listen and it'll make you laugh. Speaking of making you laugh, Jim, please, I want to know about TV shows, but I'm a guy that likes when people make them laugh. Can you help me?
Yeah, of course I can. Showswithyouknow.com. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows from Ireland. Yes, that Jacob Burrows. You can find our TV discussions at showswithyouknow.com. And most recently, we're discussing the premiere of The Penguin on HBO, on Max, the one to watch for HBO, the spinoff of The Batman, which is very Sopranos-esque. It actually has a very good start. I'm kind of in.
What? I hear people really? Say it's incredible.
What? It's pretty good. It's a good start. I'm in for sure. And there was recently a Sopranos documentary, Wise Guy, David Chase, where the creator of Sopranos sits down and kind of discusses his life in the show. That's well worth the watch. So there's a few things we're talking about recently. That's at showswithyouknow.com.
I heard you see the penguin's dick.
You don't see his dick. He's naked, tied up in a chair. But Colin Farrell did have a story of how, like, because he's under all these prosthetics to make him look like a fat loser. And he said they even built a prosthetic dick. You don't see it, but he's like, oh, it kind of helped because, like, in between scenes, I was like, oh, cover me up because I felt uncomfortable with my prosthetic dick hanging out.
I want the Snyder cut where I see the dick.
Yeah.
I want to see the penguin's dick. Also, you host that with Jacob Burrows, who everyone said, like, you said, like, you know that Jacob Burrows.
Yeah.
It is indeed the Jacob Burrows who just put up a new video on Awesomepedia.
Yes.
Look up Awesomepedia on YouTube. He put up a big breakdown of the movie Knight's Tale and kind of like the intermingling of the real history of that, of who that, like, that where that movie kind of draws from, as well as like breaking down why that movie's great. And I watched it over the weekend and I loved it.
Yeah, it's very, it's intensive. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It really gets into it.
It's a good time. Hey, Jeff Murphy.
What's up?
I'm sick of TV show podcasts making me laugh, and now I just want just a good hearty belly laugh just in real life. How can you help me out with that?
Oh my God, you can come to Las Vegas and go to all the open mics on there, but soon I'm going to be booking more shows, I'm sure. Hey, Kentaro Mira is dead. I'm sorry. He's dead. But his apprentice, some Japanese name, has a manga called Holy Land. Check out Holy Land. It's complete and it's great and it's awesome and I love it. And it'll rekindle your fire for manga, Mike. You would love it.
Really?
Manga?
Yeah.
But manga. I hate manga.
You would like it.
All right. You know what I do love? I love besides that, I love a, it's a cooking reality show. It is a Korean cooking reality show on Netflix called Culinary Class Wars. I don't know if all of the same companies are making this, like, if I just happen to be stumbling into the, like oh, Netflix has a deal with this place that makes these shows. Because they all kind of have a very similar formula of, like, there's 100 people that get whittled down very quickly, and then they slowly, like, whittle themselves down just, like, normal reality show style. But this one's with, like, a bunch of, like, not no-name chefs, but just, like, people that own restaurants and people that can cook and people that have a YouTube channel or whatever. And they get put up against, like, Michelin star restaurateurs and, like, famous people. And it's it starts off with, like, 100 of the nobodies until there's 20 of them. And then those 20 people get pitted up against the, like, famous chefs. And I really like it. It's a fun show. It's called Culinary Class Wars on Netflix. It's doing the more and more common modern thing of, like, here's 5 episodes, wait a week, here's 5 more, wait a week. Yeah. It's kind of doing that, but I'm into it. I like it. So that's my endorsement this week.
Excellent. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.